Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. Welcome to a new episode of Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. In this program, what we do is to talk about different great moral virtues of the perfect character in Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and try to learn from him the beautiful habits and virtues that can be used in our daily lives as Muslims. Okay, well, in today's listening episode, we want to explore a gentle, powerful word in Islam, and that is shura or consultation. Now, in particular, we will look at how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used consultation in his decision making. The message is simple. Wisdom is strengthened when voices are heard, and trust in God guides how we weigh those voices. So, what does shura mean? Shura literally means mutual consultation, that is a shared process of seeking advice, weighing options, and aiming for justice. The Holy Book of Quran itself describes this practice as a quality of the believers. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And those who respond to their Lord and establish prayer, and their affairs are decided by mutual consultation among themselves. Surah Al-Shura, verse number 38. This verse presents that shura is not only a fleeting add-on, you know, it is a structured, principled way of living. You know, it is an approach that connects spiritual devotion with practical governance. In the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shura was not a box to tick. It was a living habit. He did not command in isolation. He invited, in fact, opinions. He listened to concerns and he considered different paths before choosing one. A hallmark example is the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. You know, the Muslims following the Prophet's caravan toward Mecca for a sacred pilgrimage paused to discuss the best course. Some urged immediate confrontation and others warned against rash action. The Prophet gathered the voices and he weighed the risks and long-term benefits. And finally, he chose diplomacy over immediate victory. And he signed a treaty that, though it caused some to murmur at first, ultimately opened doors for Islam's spread and safeguarded the community from needless bloodshed. This episode shows shura as a disciplined method. Consult wisely and then decide with wisdom and mercy. Okay, let's have a short break and we will be back very soon.
Oh, my one true love taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa ala Habibika.
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Like Muhammad, and we are talking about the beautiful habit of shura or consultation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Well, the thread of consultation is closely linked to Prophet's family or Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and to the rightful continuing guidance that they are believed to provide after him. The Ghadir al-Khum event where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on returning from a major pilgrimage, addressed the people and pledged a lifelong guardianship with Imam Ali alayhi salam and the Prophet's household. It is read as a clear signal that Imam Ali alayhi salam and the Imams from his line possess a unique authority to interpret the Quran and Sunnah. They can preserve justice and they can lead the community in accordance with divine guidance. In many narrations, this moment lays the foundation for a leadership model that blends consultation with a divinely designated authority. Shura remains essential, but the ultimate interpreter and ruler is the Imam, who embodies inherited knowledge and moral integrity. Another cherished source for this understanding comes from the book Nahj al-Balagha, that is the collection of sermons and letters attributed to Imam Ali alayhi salam. In these teachings, leadership is described as a trust or amana that calls for accountability, fairness, and wise consultation with the people. The idea is not to silence dissent. You know, it is to cultivate a culture where diverse insights are weighed in light of justice and faith. A leader who seeks counsel and who acts with mercy and truth follows the Prophet's exemplars and the Prophet's own union of wisdom and divine guidance. It is important to clarify that Shia thought does not reduce Shura to a simple majority vote. You know, it sees Shura as a meaningful, spiritual, humane process that is rooted in accountability to God, and it is anchored in Prophet's example and sustained by the guidance of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. The Prophet's injunction to follow the Book of God and the pure household, his emphasis on justice, and the Imam's continuing role in safeguarding faith, these all weave together into a model where consultation serves the highest moral ends. How Shura invites humility in leadership. You know, the recognition that knowledge, wisdom, and justice are best served when leaders invite dialogue, when they weigh counsel, and when they align their decisions with divine guidance. You know, it is a model that seeks to balance authority with accountability and public welfare with spiritual integrity. The Shia tradition, the Prophet's practice of consultation, so they become a moral map for current and future generations. They are, in fact, an invitation to listen, to deliberate, and to act justly with the light of Prophet's message guiding every choice of us. For the listeners in today's world, what does this mean in our daily lives? You know, Shura invites us to cultivate humility and courage. It invites us to invite the others to speak, to listen deeply, and to weigh opinions with a commitment to justice and welfare. It urges us to blend open dialogue with steadfast truth, to protect the vulnerable, and to seek outcomes that are beneficial for the community as a whole. And in families, in, I don't know, workplaces, communities, all of these things, the Prophet's example encourages us to create spaces where voices are heard, where disagreements lead to better decisions, and where mercy accompanies prudence. As we close this episode, hold in your heart the Quranic reminder, the Prophet's living example. Those who respond to their Lord and whose affairs are decided by mutual consultation. May we emulate that spiritual sanity in our own lives, seeking truth with others, honoring diverse perspectives, and letting justice, mercy, and divine guidance steer our choice. Okay, well, thank you very much for listening to us. May peace and wisdom accompany your days. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabi'ullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.